I'm Rob Rosenthal, and you're listening to Malaga Island, a story best left untold.
I never will forget the day I left my home.
In the early years after the 1912 eviction, the remaining islanders did their best to settle in on the mainland. A few went across the New Meadows River to Harpswell. Most made a home in Sebasco, a small fishing village in Phippsburg, just a few hundred yards from the island. Not everyone on the mainland was happy about the islanders' move to shore. According to one newspaper report, James Drake of Bath, Maine, traveled all the way to the state capital to tell the governor in person.
Mr. Drake thought that spreading the Malaga Islanders over the state was very much like spreading the smallpox. His theory was that they ought to have been kept on the island.
One family in particular had a difficult time after the eviction, the Tripps. Newspapers reported the Tripps would enjoy houseboat life after the eviction. The truth is, no one accepted them on the mainland. So the Tripps lived a meager existence on a scow. They tied up to a small island in the New Meadows River for 2 years, until the night of a major storm.
This was the death of Mrs. Laura Tripp, wife of Bob Tripp, both descendants of that once notorious colony of degenerates on Malaga Island. The woman, wasted with disease brought on by exposure and semi-starvation, finally fell victim to quick consumption, and on the night of November 26, her condition became so alarming that her husband left their home on the shore of Bushy Island and rowed in a leaky boat 3 miles to the mainland for help, rowed through the worst gale that has swept the coast of Maine in years, got a doctor, and returned to find his wife dead while the children wept at her bedside.
All I can remember him saying was that they had to really pull the kids off of her to get them away from her body.
Gloria Harrison is a Tripp family descendant. Her father, Harold Tripp, was on the boat when his mother died. He was about 7 years old.
He was angry. I remember him saying he was very angry. They wouldn't let him stay with her, you know. And because when he was talking, you didn't interrupt, you know. And he would just rage on and on and on.
Gloria is surrounded by family photos in her living room in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, photos are everywhere. Gloria is a retired hospital librarian. She grew up one of 7 kids in a very poor family in Belgrade, Maine. Gloria says her father only spoke about Malaga Island when he was drunk.
He had a lot of bad memories about it, and he had a terrible temper. Would go on drinking sprees and just break up all the furniture in the house because of his anger at things that had happened. And I remember my mother putting us out the back window when he would start drinking. And in the dead of winter, she would open the window and every one of us would go out the back window. And we stayed in the shed. And we would stay there all night until we knew he was asleep. And then we'd go back in the house and the house would be broken up, where he would break up everything.
During his Malaga rages, Harold would shout about being shuffled from place to place because his family wasn't wanted. He stormed about hardships and his mother's death. The family didn't dare have an open conversation about Malaga, so Gloria never completely understood why her father was so angry. In fact, it's only recently that she uncovered the full story of what happened to her family.
Coming up as a child, I had no idea where my parents came from. None whatsoever. I can appreciate the fact that he was hurt and I guess didn't know how to heal himself. I guess just seeing him abuse us and my mother made me very angry for a long time. And I just kind of am glad to find out why he was the way he was, even though for a long time I hated him. And the hate just kind of ate away at me, and I had to stop. And I would never want to pass it on to my children or my grandchildren or my great-grandchildren. I kind of wished he would have talked to us more so that we knew what was going on and what went on in his life. It had to be very horrible for him, you know. So I'm sorry, I don't talk to too many people about it because it's too painful. The one day I get over it, I guess. I'll feel better about it, I'm sure.